to the True Chat Show on the True Chat in the True Chat. I'm True Chat.
All right. Okay.
Who are you?
Well, now I don't
What's
even know.
What's this? Why are we here?
Oh. Why are we here?
Another
me?
One?
Let's me?
Do
it. Huh. I am here to... God, I hate you. You just never not once. It's been like 3 shows in a row.
I know.
Even the show that hasn't come out yet.
Yep.
It's going to be 3 True Chat shows in a row where it's just...
I wonder if they can actually hear it. Or if we just say
oh,
that
probably
every time
not.
Just
I just,
like,
I probably just like to yell at you.
What is happening?
Yeah, his phone goes off.
Yeah. I need to check the P.O. box.
You do?
I do.
Oh, whoa.
I haven't checked it in like 3 months. So.
Well, you should probably check that.
Yeah? Maybe. What are you doing?
I don't know. I was going to shuffle cards.
Why?
Just a fidget thing.
Oh, we're having a show.
Well, I understand.
Yeah?
I can still focus.
Okay.
Think I can't focus?
So, it's hump day.
It's hump day.
Cam's favorite day of the week.
Yeah.
Happy hump day.
Yeah, thanks. Destiny 2 came out, so it's a...
How is that going?
Dude, it's going well. It's got some improvements, I can tell. Like, the public events now matter. The things you do around the world now give you tokens that matter.
Is it bringing you satisfaction?
It is. It is. I've played about 4 or 5 hours already.
Whoa.
And it's
how long
well.
Did it take? How long did it take to download?
Oh, I preloaded it. So about a oh. day, about 20 hours.
How
on
many
my
gigs?
Crappy internets?
A lot.
35.
Oh, that's not so bad.
36. Yeah. There's a lot of modern games these days are like 65, 70.
I started playing Rome Total War 2.
Love it. Yeah. Go for it. RTSs.
Yep. I don't know.
No, not as fun as the first Total War. Well, doesn't have the nostalgia of the first Total War.
The tutorial takes like 10 times longer than the first one.
That's rough.
It's like, okay, excuse me. It's not a tutorial. It's the prologue. And it's just really long. I don't know. There's something about it that's, I haven't figured it out yet. I got to give it a little more time because I haven't given it enough time yet. But we'll see. It's the first one made me really happy. And what I was hoping is just like, what kind of happened with Destiny, where it's like, let's make everything better. And this one's like, there's a lot of new things.
But are they necessarily better?
Right. Well, and you're, like in the first one, everything you do is very much based upon the map, you know, and the map is really large and you can see a lot of the map. And
does this one have like technologies and stuff that happen in the background? Or?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of background stuff and the map is still important, but your perspective of the world is much smaller.
Gotcha. So you don't get to see all of Rome.
Right.
Right.
Well, and Rome at this point is smaller as well, is the other thing. Where you started in the timeline with the other one, Rome
where,
and the families of Rome are much further
it.
Ahead.
Where you got it. Like Rome is the biggest yeah. empire the world has ever seen.
Right. Or working on it. And this one here is kind of like, bah, we're concerned about the enemies that are like literally bordering us right now.
Right.
That we have to push back first. So I don't know. We'll see. I think there's some nice stuff about it that's new. Like one thing that I always thought was very limiting in the first one was a big part of it's battling. And you could not determine your battle formations, like other than to manually tell troops where to go.
Oh, and they added know? That in the second one.
And in the second one, you can select your troops and it gives you like, I don't know, 12 different optional formations. And then they automatically can organize and they'll move in formation. Because see, if you selected them in the old one and you told them to go someplace, they all tried to go to the same waypoint. So like you just end up with this big mass
clump.
Of troops.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, well, that's super easy to kill. Well,
that's the same thing. Like StarCraft, one of the
yeah.
most quintessential RTSs had that same problem where you'd like the best players of StarCraft 1 would be able to like go, okay, here's these Zergs, send them here. Okay, here's these warriors, send them here.
Yep. So there's some things that are definitely better. I mean, obviously the graphics are, you know, 20
Way
times
better. Way
better,
right.
Because the first one came out, I don't know when, 2003 or 4 or something like that. So
mm-hmm.
graphics have come a long way. I mean, Rome Total War 2 only came out in whatever it was, like 2010 maybe. 2012.
Right.
So, but still plenty good enough. And I'd played it before, but I didn't even make it past the prologue the last time I played. So, Yeah, only logged like 5 hours or something. So
gotcha.
Yeah, so back into that, giving that a try.
Love it.
What else did you do yesterday?
I finished Rebels season 2, so you probably don't know what that is.
No, nope.
Star Wars Rebels is it's a Disney XD show, so it's kind of a show for kids, but it was really good.
But Cam watches it anyway.
I watch it anyway.
It brings
it's Star
happiness.
Wars, and it brings me joy. And it was really good. The season 2 is very much like the movies, where mm-hmm. the first season is your setup and you've got your new heroes and here's how they come to their own. And then you end with the Hope arc. And then the second season is just like, and here is the supreme evil and Darth Vader's here and people are dying and Darth Maul is back and it's up. It's crazy. And then it's like the Sith win.
It's hyped.
Sith win. Yeah.
And you like it?
I do like it.
Okay.
It's a good time.
I'm glad. How's Alex?
He took a nap yesterday and then did nothing.
What does that mean? Do nothing?
Like he just sat on his phone.
Okay.
Yeah. Scrolled through
stuff. He lived in social media.
That's correct. I think he was checking his cryptocurrency that he's not going to sell anyway, so I don't know why he checks it every day. But
why is he not going to sell it?
Because, I mean, he's just going to sit on it. It's money he doesn't need, so that's how he invests. I've made money on my cryptocurrency now, by the way.
How much have you made?
I lost like $8. Yeah. Oh, like 50 cents. Last time I checked.
Oh, better sell.
Well, I can't sell. I don't have it yet.
What do you mean?
I can't sell. I don't have it yet.
You
it
don't.
Takes it, it has to ping my bank.
Oh.
So it tanks a couple days. 4 or 5 days. But I'll have it at the price that I bought it at.
Right.
Like I put in the request at that price, and then I can put in a request at a different price and get the money back.
Okay.
Oh, now I'm up. Wow. Now I'm up like $5.
Whoa. Better get out.
Bought it. Yeah. I know. If it gets over 100 and I have my Litecoin, I'm out.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Tomorrow's investing day. Is that the deal?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I need to get this fixed, too. My glasses. Haven't done
that. I don't think that's not going to be a thing that you get fixed.
What do you mean?
You can get new glasses.
No. I got the other lens. Or I got the other thingy who.
Yeah. Doesn't mean it can be fixed.
What do you mean? It's just screws.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I'm pretty positive. Why would it not just be screws?
I mean, you also need to get your nose things fixed on those glasses.
You're right.
They may tell you it's time for new glasses.
I don't want new glasses. I don't have the money.
Well, you may not have a choice.
Oh, well, I have all the choice, actually. I don't have to do anything.
You could not get them fixed.
You're right.
But I don't think you'll be picking up ladies with those glasses.
You're not wrong.
As long as they look like that. Because it will signify that you don't have the money to get your glasses fixed. Or, probably what's worse, is that you just don't care enough to get your glasses fixed.
Well, I mean, I care. I care enough to get my glasses fixed.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. How long have those nose things been missing for now?
Oh, a while.
Yeah?
The nose things aren't necessary.
They're not necessary?
No.
Okay. I should just make all glasses without them.
Fair enough.
My glasses don't have those things.
See?
And that's because I went for glasses specifically. I don't even know what those are called, nose rests. But for glasses that don't have those.
Well, there you go.
How's the magic?
It's going well.
What is the purpose of shuffling them?
What
does that gain you?
Well, I mean, they're all here. They're all different carts.
Well, obviously. So why?
Look at them.
Yeah. They're all different.
So the rules, do you want the rules of magic? Or do you, what do you want?
Are these the nerd cards you bought?
These are the nerd cards. One of the decks, which each include 100 cards. So I bought 400 nerd cards.
Why so many? Are you allowed to mix decks?
Yeah, sure. I wouldn't with the 4 that I bought. But I can buy cards and add them to decks.
So are the decks just random?
No. The Magic people call them precons, but they're pre-constructed decks that are made by Wizards of the Coast, which is the company that owns Magic the Gathering.
Uh-huh.
They all have the same cards in them. So every this deck is a cat deck. So every cat deck has the same 100 cards in it.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. So and that's and that's just one format. Commander is just one format of Magic that you can play. There's a lot of them. Legacy, you can play with almost every card that's ever been printed. Modern stops at like 7th something. I'm not entirely sure. And then Standard takes like the 5 newest sets, and you can play with those cards. But those don't have a commander, and commanders do different things, and yeah, it's pretty nice. Yeah, it's there's a lot of rules.
Apparently.
Yeah.
How's the content
rules? Content rules? I haven't opened that in a while. Great. Probably 4 months. It's a good read, though.
Yeah?
From when I've read it, yeah. My foot fell asleep.
Like right now?
Yeah. It's not feeling good. Sorry. That's why I'm not really talkative. It's because, there we go. I'm starting to dissipate.
What did you do to cause your foot to fall asleep?
I had it up on top of my knee.
Oh. And then it just lost all feeling?
And it was just like, well, I'm done.
That's not where I go.
That's not where I live.
My feet go on the floor. That is my home.
That is my home, and this is where I live.
Mm-hmm. So Magic has brought you... How much did this cost you?
$150 for all 4 decks. But, I mean, I played probably 20 hours of Magic last week. So, I mean, I've pretty much got my worth, and I'm going back to Urbana to play on Sunday. You got anything you want to do in Urbana on Sunday? I'll be there.
A magic quest.
What? Magic quest?
Mm-hmm. That's what they should call it.
Yeah.
I don't know. How many decks are there that you can have? How many possible decks?
A lot. Like, almost infinite. Because, right? I mean, Legacy and there's another format that's almost every card. But, I mean, those formats you just get to, you put any cards you want in your deck. So there's infinite combinations.
Wouldn't you just be able to stack a deck then?
Like, yeah.
In your favor?
Sure.
Just to have the greatest?
Absolutely. Magic...
But then wouldn't everybody do that?
Oh,
and then couldn't
no,
nobody win?
I just shuffled my commander into my deck. I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
I'll look for him later.
Hey, Cam can multitask though, guys.
No. I'm a big dummy.
Well,
no, wait a minute. I was going to answer your question. Yes, people spend like thousands of dollars on decks. And stack them in their face.
That's pretty nuts.
Yeah. Here, I'll tell you what the most expensive card in Magic is.
He'll tell us that.
The Black Lotus, and he'll tell you what it costs.
Well, in a moment.
Oh, sorry.
And it's been a great conversation. But when you tune in to the True Sports Show, you'll be sure to hear Cam and his team discussing the newest from all corners of the sports world. Coverage based on merit, not market size, brings you a fresh sports experience. Tune in Monday, Wednesday, and Friday by 6 p.m. Eastern Time. True Chat has a full selection of shows on sports, politics, entertainment, business, lifestyle, and more, so be sure to head over to truechat.org or tune in by downloading the True Chat mobile app, TrueChat. And if you want to join the discussion, tweet at truechatinc or leave a comment on our website or app. So how much do they cost? One card. The best card. Do you own the card?
Yeah. Black Lotus is the most expensive card. No, I don't own the card. And like new primo alpha versions where only, let me get the number here, only 1,100 were printed. One of them was sold for $27,302 on eBay.
That's a bit much.
You're right. It's a really good card though.
I would hope so. I would hope that it wins you the game.
It does not immediately win you the game, no.
Great.
Yeah. It's
Have you ever played anybody who
it's
has
It's a zero
one?
Drop. No, I don't play in formats where those cards get introduced. Because, I mean, I never play them. That's why I don't play Standard. Is because Standard, you pay like $350 to $500 for a deck. It's just worthless in a year. Because the sets come out. So you just lose all your cards. It's just like, well, I have to now pay another $500 this year to get another great deck.
That's nuts.
It's pretty nuts. That's why I play Commander.
Yeah.
Which doesn't have all those rules.
Great.
Yeah.
So how did you feel about I guess. For those of you tuning in, talk about time travel. Camden and I have had a conversation that you haven't heard yet.
Whoa.
Which will be up tomorrow.
Whoa.
Thursday, the philosophy day.
Do you want to have a conversation about that?
No, I was going to ask you for your takeaways from the conversation, but obviously not very applicable. I suppose I could ask you that and then people will be like, okay.
All right. Yeah. It'd be a cool preface? Get it a, get, yeah, you get it a day early.
A prologue, if you will.
Ooh. You're right.
Yeah.
Be a cool prologue.
So what's on the agenda the rest of the week, Cam?
Wait, which conversation did you want to talk about? The one we had on Tuesday about stealing or the one we had on Thursday about negative and positive outlooks on life?
I thought those were the same conversation.
No.
Okay.
Well, they were kind of offshoots of the same conversation, but we ended the Tuesday show and then went into the Thursday show and started talking about it.
Ah, it's hard to keep track of.
You're right. You're absolutely correct.
So you didn't tell me what's on the agenda for the rest of your week.
I have nothing on my agenda for the rest of my week. Nothing. Besides for, well, I guess.
Invest and go to Urbana.
Yeah, that's my agenda.
That's exciting.
Not really.
What will you do with all your free time other than be comfy and play?
Yeah, dude, I don't know.
Is it vacation month for Cam?
No. One of these days needs to be my my resume day, my resume and email people day.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
It's really not. It's awful.
I hate resumes. I hate
boring.
Making resumes.
Yeah. But unfortunately, so incredibly important.
Yeah. I'm going to make this one and hopefully never make another resume again.
Yeah?
I found my commander, by the way. I'm really excited.
I mean, you would have found it at some point.
You're right.
They're definitely... I don't know why you shuffled it in.
I don't know.
Lack of ability to multitask.
I am the fool. No, I do that even when that's the only thing I'm doing. I'm that guy.
Yeah?
You know the worst thing to do in Magic?
Mm.
Accidentally shuffle your hand back into your deck.
Yeah.
While you play. Because then you just get screwed. Most rule formats say you just have zero cards in your hand.
Oh.
Deal with it. Yeah. You right. Shuffled it back in. Nope.
You're just done.
You're just done.
You suck. You're
hopefully,
lame.
Hopefully you have stuff on the field that can defend you or you lose.
Great.
Yep.
You got anything else?
God, I tell you, I'm trying to think. We're seeing it sometime this weekend.
It?
We also, it, yes. Do you not know what it is?
Nope.
The novel from Stephen King about the clown?
Nope.
What? You don't know anything about it?
No.
Pennywise? You'll float too? You'll float too! You'll float too!
Nope.
Nothing? Nothing is... Nothing is... Okay. That's a little ridiculous. You should watch the first It with Alex and I. We're going to watch that one, which is about 4 hours, and then we're going to watch the other one, which is about 2.5. The new one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
When the new one come out?
Comes out Friday.
Oh,
so it's a first release. We get to see it free because they left the lights on our movie last week, though. Yeah.
Even though you would have seen it as part of your subscription, which will probably not exist
right.
in the near future.
I don't even think Alex has gotten his movie pass yet, so I didn't even bother buying it.
So neither of you even have it.
No, I mean, we can't use it until the cards get here. And the card hasn't gotten here for Alex.
You can't use it until you get the cards.
Yeah, it's pretty dumb, isn't it?
But isn't it an online
yep.
service?
Yep.
So what?
I don't know.
Okay.
I haven't read enough. Alex said he can't use it until he gets the card.
I feel like that's a lie. I feel like there's something about that that's not true.
You know, man, I don't feel the need to question Alex on things that aren't necessarily needed information.
Okay.
Yeah. So I just went with it.
Who needs it?
Yeah.
Not okay. Cam.
Not me.
I guess.
That's for sure.
Okay.
All righty then.
Just don't question Alex. Let him do as he pleases.
Yeah. Hey, if he wants to waste money from the thing he bought, that's his prerogative. That's his prerogative.
Yeah?
Yep. Never heard that song either, have you?
No.
You really have never seen It. Do you have a horror movie that you enjoy?
No.
Your father has started another TV show, and it's ruining my segment.
What's that?
Tim watches Game of Thrones. He's ruining my segment.
Well, I know he watches Game of Thrones. What else did he start?
I don't know.
Oh, Smash, probably.
Sure.
Yeah.
Are you guys getting him on new TV shows and then ruining my segment?
No, that one was all him. He actually turned us on to Smash. We've been binging it now the last couple days.
I'm mad.
Real
I'm upset.
Good. You'd probably like Smash.
Yeah, I bet I would. But you know what? I'd like more if Tim would watch Game of Thrones so I could have a segment.
Well, it sounds like you should take that up with him.
I already did.
And?
Yeah, nope, fell into another series, Smash, got hooked, and it's only two seasons, so I'll finish it and then go back to Game of Thrones.
Ooh, get good, Game of Thrones.
God!
Ooh, get good.
No, it's because his HBO Go doesn't work, because you didn't set it up right.
Nope, that's not why.
You can't prove it.
Yes, I can.
Nope.
Yep.
Can't prove anything.
Yes, I can.
Nope.
I'd be happy to.
Big lies.
Yep, set it up three times.
And it just stops working?
It just disconnects, and there is no known reason. Because the way you have to do it is once you're on your Roku, you have to have the HBO Go channel, which we have. And then on the channel, you have to activate it, and you do that by going into your web browser at HBO, and then it asks for your cable provider or satellite provider.
And you have to do that every time? You can't save it?
No, it's supposed to save. And then you enter DirecTV and our login credentials, and it says great, and then it asks you for the activation code. You give it that, and then you're good to go. Until, of course, it just randomly deactivates for some reason, and you have to do the whole thing over again.
Boo!
To which, of course, he HBO is more than capable stuff, of man. Doing. But like most people who have decided that it's easier to just ask people who are faster at technology to do things, hence allowing themselves to continue.
So
to
that's why. He's just given up on technology.
Right. No, he could definitely do it.
I was talking to Alex about that the other day. His mother couldn't figure out what an HDMI cord was. She couldn't figure out where to plug it in.
Uh-huh.
That woman taught him how to use computers, and he's one of, you know, he doesn't know everything about computers, but he knows a fair amount.
Yeah.
And they just it quits. It all quits. It just stops all at once. I don't understand it.
No.
Like, it's going to happen to us too, apparently.
No, they just give up.
It just stops. You just give up.
See,
I don't get it.
I do think it is a difference, though, because, and we have to take a break, but we'll definitely keep talking about this.
You're right.
It's something about growing up with technology when you're young. It's kind of like a language where it's just harder for adults because they're not as open to receiving the information.
Oh.
Where it's like they forced themselves and trained themselves to use computers, but when they quit using that skill, it's just like...
Just leaves.
Just immediately gone. I don't know. I've never had that issue with computers. Like, I can open most programs on any computer and find the settings or modifications that I want, because most of them are similarly organized anyway. So even if you're different operating system, there's usually still a command or sequence. And if you don't know the answer, you can just literally Google it. And most of the time, Google brings up the answer without you even having to click into a website.
Lord in heaven.
And it's like, hey, do this thing.
It's like my...
And if you Googled, what does an HDMI cord look like? I guarantee you that you get, you know, a description
weird trapezoid
and probably a picture.
Cord that plugs into the back of your TV.
Yep. And if you said how to plug in an HDMI cord, you probably get 50 million YouTube videos of here's how you plug in an HDMI cord.
My grandma, man, taught computers, taught junior high computers, which, you know, if
nuts.
You've ever done a junior high computer course, it's Excel and you know how to turn a computer on, you know how to get in the settings, and she just lost it all. Been retired for 4 years and just done.
It's crazy.
Nope.
Well, at TrueChat, there's nothing more important to us than upholding our mission. TrueChat will be the mortal enemy of speculation, innuendo, and stagnation. We will champion informed opinions and fresh ideas. TrueChat will prove that media can be trusted, relied on, and responsible. We won't join the media elite because we're setting a new standard, a higher standard, the TrueChat standard. If you have any ethical concerns with today's episode, please email ethics@truechat.org. Again, that's ethics@truechat.org. Don't forget, if you want to join the discussion, tweet @TrueChatINC or leave a comment on our website or app.
Wabam. Wabam, wabam.
It just doesn't, I don't know. It's upsetting.
It really is.
I know you didn't try to fix this, or you tell me that you tried, but you didn't really. You just kind of poked at it for like 2 seconds, and then you're like, well, it doesn't work, so can you fix this thing? I'm like, well, yeah, I could, but then you don't know how to fix it. So see, now what I've made the new policy, if I'm going to fix a technological device for somebody, particularly my mother or father,
they have to sit there and
they
watch
must
you do it.
Sit there with me. So even if they're choosing not to pay attention, they are still going to have to waste the same amount of time as if they just had done it themselves, which of course would have prevented having to wait on me to come fix it in the first place. So
I don't have to fix
we're training.
I don't have to fix technology for my mom yet.
Yeah,
my dad's never been a guy that's been into it. Like, he knows how to work a computer in a pump house. Like, he knows how to do that. But, like, with his phone, he's like, well, I don't have the app, and I need this, and if you can help me out. And he gets worried, but then he's fine. And then I'd say, just do it, Dad, you turd. And he's like, you're right, I can do it. I'm freaking out.
No I will. I'll figure it out.
Yeah, and then that's what he does. And I said, well, call and me, and then he's like, it, no, I'll figure it out. And then he figures it out. So yep. At least he's still at that stage where he's worried that he doesn't know, but he figures it out.
Yep. And then there's people like Lance where he just doesn't want any part of it. So you don't
They've
have
just
to
removed
right,
it.
You just don't have to teach him because he doesn't have those issues. He just has a stockpile of flip phones so that he's prepared to never change. Nuts.
Pretty nuts.
Bizarro.
Bizarro world.
Yeah?
Yeah, dude.
So do you own a gun?
Huh? No, I don't own a gun. My dad just bought a gun.
Yeah?
Yeah, they got two guns. Sandy's got a gun, he's got a gun.
Why do you not own a gun? And you can't say money.
All right.
Because you've had plenty of time over the past 2 years where you've had plethora of money that you could have spent on.
Just never, and I would not say plethora, but
On a weapon.
I don't know. Never really felt like I needed it.
Yeah.
Some people feel it necessary to protect their life and their things. If I had kids, I would probably feel differently.
Yeah?
Yeah. I guess I don't value my own life enough.
No. Or Alex's, apparently.
Alex will protect himself.
Okay. Just good luck, Alex. Yeah.
He's gained 30 pounds, so I bet his punch is probably pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, weight loss update, Cam. How's it going?
Oh, yeah.
Share with our
listeners. I weighed in at 249 today.
Woo, get hyped.
I didn't lose any weight last week.
But did you hold steady?
Yeah, I held steady, and now I know what I can eat to hold steady. Like, I drank beer a couple times last week, but, like, when I was eating, I wasn't eating either I wasn't eating a ton portion-wise, or I wasn't eating more than, you know, like, okay, I'm going to have a cheese stick and a clementine at breakfast, and then I'm going to have, you know, some sort of, like, meatball thing at lunch. Like, I know what I can eat now to, like, level out. Which actually was not the experiment I wanted to do, but an experiment I conducted on myself regardless.
Right.
So that's cool. I mean, you know.
Data collection.
My body didn't look as good, obviously. So, like, I think I can go a week of just eating, like, garbage, and then my body will show it. Like, I tell you what, man. So this may be TMI, but as a fat dude, you get the man tits going a little bit. Like, today, they're doing pretty good. Like, they're pretty receded. But like, oh, I drank too much in a weekend. You can tell.
Is that where? That's where the liquid's stored?
Absolutely. It's right in the tits. Mm. At least for me.
The milkers.
I promise. They get like more floppy and stuff. You can tell how well I've taken care of myself by how perky and non-perky the man tits are.
Great. We will note that for a future measurement.
Yeah.
Obviously, the goal to get them to the point where there is no difference.
Correct.
Based on the
absolutely.
Based on the day.
Yep.
That's tough though. You have to get. I'd say you probably have to get to 15% or lower body fat before there's no like difference in them, you know, where they're just like always firm. It's like, yeah, no sag ever.
Yeah.
Like they're just solid.
Yeah. I didn't check my percentages yet today.
Yeah.
I just weighed.
Still using that scale, huh?
Yeah. It's right there in my bathroom.
Good present, huh?
It was a good present.
I tell you,
you
what.
I put it in there. I'm waiting for Alex to destroy it.
How would that happen?
I don't know. Alex is the destroyer. He's not.
He's just gonna break it. Just gonna walk in there one day.
Well, that's what I was worried about this morning. Smashed. I was out here playing Destiny at about 6 a.m. Because I didn't sleep a lot last night. For those of you who don't know how Cam likes to play video games. I just kind of stayed up, watched about 5 episodes of Rebels. Played Horizon Zero Dawn. You don't have a PS4. But if you did, I'd suggest Horizon Zero Dawn. Wow, yeah. That's a good game. Yeah, dude. The ending is great. Oh, so good.
So
I haven't gotten to the
end. So how is Alex going to break your scale?
Huh?
You were telling this story about this morning.
Yeah.
Alex.
Well, he hasn't been getting a lot of sleep lately. I'm glad tomorrow is a day off. So he can actually like sleep in. And it's going to be good for him. I can feel it in my bones.
Because
he's not sleeping well, man. Like, I would hate that. Like, if I'm not sleeping well, you can tell. And Justin will tell you, you can tell.
Yep.
Yeah. I get grumpy. I'm not in.
Go rumpus.
And he gets grumpy too, but he won't admit it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure I've done that a couple times where I get grumpy. And I'm like, nah, I'm fine. Get off me.
By the way, you'll love, I was just thinking of Grumpus.
Grumpus?
What was that squeak?
It was this.
Squeaker? Squeak and squeak?
Squeaker, squeak. What is that from?
Do you know what that's from?
No, I don't.
Oh, I'm not going to tell you.
No,
we'll see if you come
why?
Up with
come on.
I'm going to type it down right now just to prove that I know what it is.
Squeak. What'd you say? What's the actual quote?
Squeaker, squeak, 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 and squeak. I don't know if that can be a Google search for you. It's the Emperor's New Groove, man. When Kronk is talking to
chipmunks.
The little squirrels, or whatever they are.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's the greatest. He's like, I can totally speak squirrel. And they're like, yeah, right. And then he's like, yep, definitely nailed it. Nailed it. And that is exactly what I was segueing into for a brief moment, is that it's on about a week or two delay, but you can tell. Like, you know that my father listens to this show because he just adapts phrases that he likes and uses them.
Love it.
Like, boom, nailed it.
Boom, nailed it?
He does that all the time.
Wait, who said boom, nailed it? You?
Yeah, well, we've said it a bunch. Like, yeah. For a week, it was the thing. Like, when we talked about something and made a good point, it was like, ooh, boom, nailed it.
Boom, nailed it.
And then now he just says that all the time.
I love it.
He said it on a phone call to my mom one time.
Boom, nailed it.
I was like, yes, so good. Yeah. Anyway.
Dude, Tim Weller, man, I tell you what.
That's what I'm ending on right there. Boom, yeah. Nailed it.
Boom, nailed it.
All right. Well, as always, we can't thank you enough for tuning in to True Chat. Hey, Cam, did you know?
No, probably not.
That you can join the conversation?
Oh, no, I did know.
You didn't know?
Oh, I didn't know.
No, he said he didn't.
No, you're right.
Join the conversation on our app or website, truechat.org. If you already listen to podcasts on iTunes, Stitcher, or some other platform, you can subscribe to our shows there. For the True Chat Show on True Chat in True Chat, I am True Chat.
And I'm Cam Pierce. Wow. My nose itched.
Thank you very much for tuning in. We'll see you next time.
Boom, nailed it.
On the True Chat Show. Be the change.